From VOA Learning English, this is As It Is. I'm Mario Ritter.
And I'm Anna Mateo. On today's As It Is, we remember the fall of the Berlin Wall.
Then Anna tells us about David Bowie, a musical artist who has a link to Berlin and the wall that once stood there.
But first, Mario brings us more details about one of the most important political events of the 20th century.
Sunday marks the 25th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. The former East Germany built the wall in 1961 to divide East and West Berlin. For many years, it was a physical sign of the Cold War, when Western countries opposed the Soviet Union and its allies, including East Germany. But the Berlin Wall was opened on November 9, 1989. A few years later, the Soviet Union collapsed. In Germany, big street parties have been organized to mark the anniversary. But in Russia, there is little reaction to the event. The anniversary comes at a time when tensions between East and West are at their highest since the end of the Cold War. In a garden in the middle of Moscow lies a single piece of the Berlin Wall. A hole has been cut through the middle. Out of it, metal butterflies appear. A sign of freedom, says Natalia Samover of the Sakharov Center, which owns the grounds. It is a representation of the exceptional beauty of freedom, she says. A reminder that freedom also means responsibility for people to bear. Our understanding of this came a little later. On November 9, 1989, days of protests resulted in crowds gathering on both sides of the Berlin Wall. Border guards were outnumbered. And for the first time since 1961, Berliners from East and West mixed freely. The 25th anniversary has led people on both sides of the former Iron Curtain to remember the wall. Yuri Pivovarov is with the Russian Academy of Sciences in Moscow. He says Russians look at the fall of the Berlin Wall in two ways. He says that, on the one hand, there was the excitement of perestroika and huge expectations for democratic reforms. On the other hand, another part of the population, Communist Party supporters, regretted it very much. For them, it was a signal that the Soviet Union could fall. Exactly what happened. Russian President Vladimir Putin once described the fall of the Soviet Union as the greatest geopolitical catastrophe of the 20th century. Dmitry Trenin, director of the Carnegie Moscow Center, says there are important differences in the thinking of modern Russians.
The fall of the Soviet Union, unlike the collapse of communism, those are two different things. The fall of the Soviet Union was seen as a catastrophe by a lot of people. It was not so much the empire that collapsed, but the entire order, the welfare state, the way of life.
Opinion polls show support for President Putin has risen to 85% since Russia took control of Crimea in March. Western powers accuse Russia of sending troops and weapons into eastern Ukraine. Yuri Pivovarov says the 25th anniversary can help people better understand the current dispute between East and West. At the German embassy in Moscow, a photographic exhibit explores the meaning of the Berlin Wall. Among the artists showing work there is Dmitry Vrubel. He painted one of the most famous graffiti murals on the Berlin Wall. He calls it, "My God, help me to survive this deadly love." Dmitry Vrubel says, during the past 25 years, the wall has been replaced by a new wall in the minds of people, in human history, and in politics. For Europe, he says, the Berlin Wall remains an important symbol. It represents a symbolic wall dividing two worlds. I'm Mario Ritter. You are listening to the VOA Learning English program as it is. Kriegsminister gibt's nicht mehr und auch keine Düsenflieger. Heute zieh ich meine Runden, seh die Welt in Trümmern liegen, hab einen Luftballon gefunden.
In the first half of our show, Mario talked about the social and political importance of the Berlin Wall coming down, and like other important events, the unification of West and East Germany inspired many artists and musicians. David Bowie is one of the more famous ones.
David Bowie is a British singer-songwriter who remains one of the recognizable singers in the world of pop rock music. Beginning in the late 1960s and continuing through the 1980s, his music was edgy and experimental. Many of Bowie's albums and concerts featured strangely dressed characters like Ziggy Stardust and the Thin White Duke. These characters allowed him to experiment and to create unusual music for that time.
Bowie's desire for experimentation led him to move to Berlin in the late 1970s. He lived there for 3 years and became involved in the experimental art scene.
On June 7, 1987, David Bowie returned to then West Berlin to perform a concert close to the Berlin Wall. We send our wishes to all our friends who were on the other side of the wall, he said in German. Reportedly, East Germans gathered to listen to the concert on the other side of the wall.
Bowie then sang the song Heroes, a song he had written in the capital. The song Heroes is about the Cold War and about the divided city of Berlin. Crowds on the other side of the Berlin Wall in East Germany cheered. Weeks later, then U.S. President Ronald Reagan made his now famous speech.
And here is David Bowie's song, Heroes. And that's our program for today.
I'm Anna Mateo. Join us again tomorrow for another As It Is.
And I'm Mario Ritter.